Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. We serve a living God, a mighty God, and He speaks to us with great love from His heart to our heart. Living things last. Things that people that are alive in the life of God, it brings industrious life to the table. It helps people go forward. It's foundational and it's promotion in every way. All the things of God work that way. They bring promotion. They bring multiplication. They bring the wisdom of God, encouragement. All the healthy things of life is found throughout the Word of God. But the negative things, the worldly way, it cannot work. I remember years ago, the Lord said the ways of the world won't work. The world system doesn't work. He continued to tell me that. And most of the time, the Lord don't repeat Himself. Unless He's charging your heart. As long as you, and I've noticed something about Him, as long as you are in faith, He will confirm His word to you. He'll make things plain. He'll help you see the truth of things. And it starts off on the surface. You know, you learn so much at a time. In Isaiah, he said the word came to them precept upon precept, line upon line. Over time, a full picture would be revealed. A picture that they couldn't figure out. Well, he was warning them to repent. And now he's introducing us to life. And as we can receive it, he gives us greater information. More and more information as we receive it. It's our responsibility to receive the life of God, and that's how the life of God works. But people present the living things of God as almost like a get-rich-quick scheme. In the 80s, people had those trapezoid meetings. You know, they'd have a trapezoid and how it starts, and everybody gets a share as they build and work together. And not to say that it wouldn't work, but the people who tried to do things and sell and make money rapidly, but that's what they were expecting. To get people interested, they would show how people became wealthy. Everyday people became wealthy, but they applied themselves. In life, you have to apply yourself. Get rich quick schemes don't work, but anything that will work if you apply yourself. But if it's not life, it's going to have serious drawbacks. But the life of God always works. It's greater than anything. It's greater than everything, and it will work when nothing else does. I had a math teacher when I was at the trade school. He talked about a guy who had just got out of college and he wanted to get an entry position. And he said, look, I'll tell you what I'll do. I know that I'm green. I know that you gotta go out on a limb a little bit to hire me. But I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll start out, I'll work a penny a day. I'll work for a penny. I'll start out for one penny. And every day you double it. Well, see, it started off slow, but over time, at the end of the month, they will have owed him hundreds of thousands of dollars. Because when something doubles every day, it gets pretty huge. You know, the sperm and the egg of any person, it doubles every day. In a month's time, you know, in 2 months, a woman is showing. In 6 months, in 9 months, they're ready to deliver a baby. But that baby's growing, doubling every day. When you start out doing the things of God, you start out where you can. What can you receive from the Lord? The more you can receive and measure, the faster, the greater you will learn it, and the more abilities you're going to have. But you have to hear the word. Now, I noticed that when they talk more than they listen. Now, I'm not being ugly. I'm not trying to be ugly. I watch things all my life. I've studied how people do things. And people who talk more than they listen, they're not learning. They're not learning as much as the person who receives something. When you're listening, people can't get to know you unless you express yourself. But people who talk more than they listen, they show everybody that they know something. But they rarely speak with a greater depth. A lot of times, being boisterous is not knowledge. But when you internalize things and you love the truth, some people don't talk much, but they don't love the truth. But in many cases, they learn not to get in certain sorts of trouble because they know it's going to be bad. Because they're paying attention. But see, you have to, if you love God's word and you receive God's word and you listen more than you speak, and you speak more biblically, your life will reflect it eventually. When people are learning and growing, you can't tell. Nobody can tell till they reveal their wisdom, till they show their opinion. And it be, you know, people who think and receive God's word, they have considered opinions. They consider things before they speak. With God, you have to be humble and you have to receive truth and act on it. You speak it and act on it. In some people's ministry, they have to speak. They have to teach a lot. And they have to teach. And you can see what they're learning because they're teaching all the time. And they're learning something new and teaching all the time. But when they're on their own time, they take time and listen to the Lord. They fellowship with God through Christ, who strengthens them. Now, the Lord is always strengthening us to help us go forward so that we can understand how this life works. And I want to see God's people do well. I don't want to just do well off God's people. Some people are that way. But I care about everybody learning the things of God. So I apply myself to learn, and I try to share it with others. And I made my website free. It's free. Because I believe that if more people get involved in the Word of God, they're going to have a lot more to work with. The chances of their family being healthy is greater. That's more priceless to me than their money. I didn't want to sell, but I'm not a salesman. I don't desire to be a salesman. I just want to give people God's knowledge. I want them to grow, and I want to get out of here. In that order, too. I want as many people, the rapture's got to happen. I can't control that. But I want as many people to go in the rapture as possible. But when it happens, I want to be gone. And I ain't looking back. I want my friends and family and every, I want as many people possible to come with me. I'm not in a hurry because I have a good life. God is good. And he's blessed me in many ways. And I thank him for all the things that he's done and all the things that he's doing and all the surprising things. I'm looking forward to much, but I want to finish these days. And I want to leave when Jesus comes. I don't want to be left behind. But I'm not afraid of being left behind. I know that I'm in Him and He's in me. And that's how it's supposed to be. I believe His word. I adore His word. And I act on it. And I want to see people do well. But listening to hearing Him out is key. Now, as we go forward, the challenges of life, they are out there. But the wisdom of God is with us. The last broadcast, I talked about how many times people focus on what's not. But don't focus on what's not. Don't be afraid. Calm down. Be at peace. And then you can be patient. When you're patient, don't process patience as not getting what you want. It's just a state of it's just a state of waiting. It's a state, not just waiting around doing nothing. It's a state of it can be a state of preparation, a state of serving, which is the same as waiting, just like a waiter waits tables. And when you follow God, and you're hearing His word, and you're growing from glory to glory, you're able to do more things than you don't have to just wait till something you want to happen. You can receive the life of God, and your waiting can be a good experience. You can receive the love of the word and go forward and do mighty things. I learned principles while I'm waiting on the Lord to do something. While I'm waiting on manifestations, I'm serving God. I'm seeking Him out. I'm learning things. I'm going forward. And I don't look back. I look forward. I know that I got what I prayed for. I just do the things that's necessary so that I can have what God said I can have. I don't focus on what's not. I know I got what I prayed for. I know it's manifesting. I know I have it. God said yes. The Word says yes. The Holy Spirit is, when He's giving me things to do towards my goal, it's happening. And I'm glad about it. I thank God for it. I'm not sad. I'm not miserable. But I thank God for all that He's doing. And everything He does works. And I attain more. I go forward. And I'm not sad. I'm not miserable. I'm enjoying life. The life of God is so good. And I'm at peace. See, when you're waiting on something to happen, when you're waiting to a time of your life so you can get married, or you want to finish college and get a job, and you really want things to fall in place, you don't want there to be a long duration of time of you looking for a job and trying to work jobs you don't really want, don't fear that. Take the stepping stone, step over them, and keep going. Enjoy the Lord every day until your permanent change comes. And when it do, enjoy the Lord. Don't change focus. Sometimes people make the mistake of changing focus. They start looking at the job or what they were after, or the wife or the husband or whatever they were after. But if you pay attention to the Lord, you can go forward. And you can do things that you normally could. You can live a greater life than what people expect. So as you go forward, you learn. And you grow, and things happen. You learn precepts. You learn greater knowledge. And you see things for what they are. It's a wonderful thing to follow God. And I love it when the Lord teach me things. I love seeing what He sees. The duration of time is very important. And see, the choices you make when things are not going forward, you know, you're waiting on things to happen. You're waiting on God to do his part, or you're waiting on instructions of what to do. That's not negative. Ask questions. Learn. Stay focused on the Lord. That's a crucial part. You can speak with your mouth, I love God's ways, I love his people, I love his word, I love his will. It helps you cooperate. Just never complain, though. Complaining is a curse. Complaining curses your efforts. It's a hindrance. It causes Satan to look bigger. It causes problems to look bigger. And it causes time to seem loathsome. Enjoy time. When you consider what's wrong, start considering what's right. Sometimes, there were times in my life when things were not going quite like I wanted to. Then something worse happens. And I realized, man, I was really better off before I wrecked my car. Now I got a new problem to deal with. Or I'm, you know, things were weren't as bad as I thought they were. But now that this disaster happened, this, you know, I had a lot to be thankful for, and I wasn't even thankful. I learned from situations, and I know how it feels to go through life endeavoring to do something, and you're not in control. People like to be in control. The gospel is presented as if people were immature. And many times people are. But see, if you teach people to love God, they'll become mature. And you won't have to pet them all the time. Some preachers feel like they got to pet the congregation. You don't have to pet. I just tell people, the Lord loves you. And I explain things. I like to explain, give people real information. And you just gonna have to love God back if you want things to work right. But when you pet people, you're trying to save their feelings and coax them along. One day you're just gonna have to say, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do what's right because it's right, not because of what I'm getting out of it. And so many people backslide because their life not worked. They didn't spend no time with God. Because if they did, they'd be learning who he is. I've seen people that didn't have much spend time with the Lord. And I've seen people that had much spend time with the Lord. And I've seen people that had little spend time with the Lord. And if they were diligent, they always went forward. Now, if they were older and they had already accomplished things, they put their kids through college, they can't work like they used to, they spend time with the Lord, it's interesting to talk to them. Because they learn God is, and they learn that he loves them, and they learn that it's good to serve God. And they have hope. My dad being a pastor, I was around a lot of different people, older people, wise people. And I know that they prayed for me. And they asked the Lord to bless me. And I was hard-headed. That was a stage of time I was hard-headed. I just knew how to act. And I knew, you know, I was respectful of grown people. They probably thought I was a Christian before I was a Christian. I'm sure if I died, they'd have said I accepted Jesus at an early age, but I did not. I got saved at the age of 19. And when I was a kid, I was taught about Jesus, but I didn't make him my Lord. I thought my salvation was up to him for some while. But then when it was explained to me, you know, how Jesus died for, you got to believe on him. Now, I believe on it, but I didn't apply the blood to my life. And I'm glad that God rescued me and I didn't go to hell. And when I first believed and I knew I had that inner witness that that I was saved and that the Holy Spirit was there, I said, this is real, and I could have went to hell. I knew that I could have went to hell if I didn't get saved. It kind of frightened me a little bit. And I started ministering the gospel to people. And everywhere I went, I would tell people about Jesus. And you know, a lot of people were Christians. And then some were not. Some thought I was trying to be something I wasn't, or better than them. I got all kind of feedback, just like anybody else would. But I wanted to know God. I didn't want to just be saved. Everybody that just want to be saved and they don't really know God, they're limiting themselves. And when the hard times come, they're not going to know God when they need to. They're going to be crushed. One day you're just going to have to get to know God and stop being a baby and expecting people to pet you and soothe you back into reality. I'm not talking about you personally. I'm just saying that's just the way people are going to have to become. You know, it's worth it to just go on and decide to grow up, be mature, and go forward. I don't want nobody to pet me. I tell me the truth, and I'll repent when I have to. I'll make adjustments when I have to. And I'll obey the Lord and get over my problem and get over my emotions and master them. I don't let emotions master me. I master them. You can stop the dead emotions in their track. You can go forward and not backwards. Now, I want to go forward. I don't want to go backwards. I don't want to do the dead things. I didn't leave the world to live a dead life. I left the world because I hated that dead life I lived. I want to live for real. Living is better. I've been dead and I've been alive, and alive is better. Pearl Bailey said, I've been poor and I've been rich, and rich is better. It sure is. I've been dead, now I'm alive, and life is better than death. See, when we're waiting on God, God always give us great opportunities all the time. And you can't see them focusing on what's not. If you focus on Him, you'll see the good opportunities that come your way. And you'll be able to mix faith with what He's speaking to you. And be consistent. Once you're in that state of consistency, expecting the move of God, you're at peace and you have patience. Once you have that kind of expectancy and you're thriving, you're beginning to thrive in life. And whatever you believe in God for, a situation that you're expecting to come forward, you continue to do the things to secure it. You know, ministry-wise, the Lord gave me things that was things that I expected on my level. But it didn't happen the way I expected ever, and it's not going to happen the way I expected. Something greater happened that I didn't expect. But while I was waiting for the next steps, I was securing the promise. In other words, I was praying for it. I was speaking blessings over what God had given me to do. See, you have to believe in what you're doing. From the time you first pray for something and believe God for it, heaven's in operation. Heaven is totally activated. And when God gives you a step, you have to secure. You have to do those things in order to secure the vision, in order to bring it to pass. Your prayers don't go unanswered. God doesn't never, if He's not going to do it, He'll tell you. Or if you're not putting forth the right effort, or He wants to do something different, He'll let you know. He talks. Otherwise, keep believing for whatever it is. Now, when he starts something, he don't change. He don't deviate like people do. When things look bad, people want to deviate. They're trying to find a plateau of comfort somewhere. And I'm going to tell you right now, you got to watch being comfortable. You can miss God trying to be comfortable. You can totally miss God trying to be comfortable. And when I feel like I got a better idea, I run it by God. When I think of options, and everybody has options, I run it by the Lord. He started this, he'll finish it. The word said he's the author and finisher of our faith. He started it, he authored it. I act on it, and he'll make sure it's finished. And everything will be in order and properly done. It'll be properly worked out. People will live. At the beginning of the year, let's see, that was the year before last. The Lord told me, Pastor said that he prophesied that the Lord was going to give us an options. Which door do we want to walk in? And ministry-wise, the Lord showed me two doors. And I could go in either one. So I asked questions. I said, Lord, which one will cause more people to live? And he told me, and that's the one we go with then. I dug in deep, and it works. The things God said is working. And I'm enjoying it. When you're waiting, commune with the Lord. He has so much to say. Good things. Good things. You're good to go when you follow him. You're not wasting your time when you follow God. It's working. You don't have to wait on it to work. It's working. From the time you first believe, working towards it, it's working greater and greater. Things are being done in the right order. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.